772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. That's going to bring you into a new and a deeper revelation of Christ. Matthew 16, verse 16. Let me start Matthew. Yeah, let's start at verse 16. At this time, and we've looked at this portion of scripture before, at this time Jesus was standing in front of Mount Hermon, in front of a temple built into the mountain where history has it that the fallen angels first came. The ones that left their first estate touched down there, and they built, the pagans built a temple of worship there. But Jesus stood in front of that temple, and he was asking them a question: whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And the disciples begin to give answers. Some say thou art John the Baptist. So we heard some say you're Elijah. Some say a prophet. Some say this. Some say Jeremiah. But he said, whom do you say that I am? Suddenly the revelation came. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, a revelation, a new and deeper revelation of Christ is coming towards you. It's progressive. It's compounded. It's going to compound what you already know. Amen. What God has already, see, we're predestined to be conformed to his image. What God has taught you is not going to contradict that. It's going to enlarge that. You're going to see God like you've not seen him ever before. And what happened there when Peter gave that answer, he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. In other words, we're not going to be governed by our ministry. Our walk is not going to be governed by nice little sayings that people say, little quirky stuff, you know, that they say that sounds good and all of that. No, it's going to be governed by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Amen. The Christ. Amen. Not shallow stuff, but a deep. Amen. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Man did not reveal this to you. This is not something you read in a book. This is not something you heard from someone else. My Father has revealed this to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Father is going to reveal strategies, give you understanding. You'll be in the right place at the right time. You'll be with the right people. You'll have the right knowledge. You'll have the right expertise. You'll know these things by the Spirit of God. Amen. You might not understand it all. The dots may not be connected until you get there. Thou art the Christ. Do you understand? On that saying, Jesus' ministry shifted. Read on. It shifted. Everything changed. Because now the Father had begun to reveal to the disciples. The seed was planted. Everything about his ministry shifted. When Peter said, thou art the Christ, because he knew it wasn't something he read or learned or heard. The Father had spoken. Tell somebody something's about to shift. Come on, I said there's something going to shift in your life, in your walk, in your finances, in your relationships. Not because you're seeking after it, but because thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father in heaven. Progressive revelation that's going to be relevant for right now. That's what he is going to build upon. Can I give you a few more? Okay, we've got a little more time. The Spirit of God is going to train your hands for war to advance the kingdom. The Spirit of God is going to train your hands for war. David mentioned how the Lord gave him strength to bend a bow. He taught his hands to war. David said, the Lord taught me how to fight. That's why he was a giant slayer. We will subdue and exercise dominion over all the other domains, and we will rule and reign as we advance God's kingdom. Tell somebody, that's who we are. We are the army that is marching. Now, let me go a little deeper with you here. You and I, you can put this as another point under that major point. You and I are called, we are charged, and we are commissioned to cooperate, to work with, let me say, the Godhead, to fulfill the degree of the decree of the Father. We are charged, we are commissioned, we are called to cooperate with the Godhead, to fulfill the decree of the Father. If you'll get for me Isaiah 6 and verse 8. Chapter 6, verse 8. This is Isaiah. Now, as we looked at earlier, David in Psalm 110, he was caught up into that dimension where he was listening to a counsel. And he said, I heard the Lord say unto my Lord. He's listening. See, tell somebody, God's going to give you that ear. I've shared with you before a dream I had some time ago, but from time to time, the Lord will bring it back to my remembrance. I was taken into a place in the dream by a very well-known preacher. If I said his name, you would all know him. Nationally known, globally known, I guess. He was speaking to a number of people. It was dark. And I was standing out there listening, and as he finished, he took me by the arm, and he led me up to this door, opened the door, and led me up the stairs, and so I started walking up the stairs, and as I started walking up the stairs, it got really, really bright, and as I looked down, I saw I had sandals on, like I was back in Jesus' day, and a robe, a white robe, and when I entered the place, it was like a round, it was beautiful. If I could paint, I could paint this, because I could see it, so it was beautiful. It was full of pillars, white marble pillars, real high, like back in Roman times. And there were people reclining, like laying, but talking, laying on beautiful white, whatever it was. And I couldn't understand a word they were saying. I knew, though, this was not an earthly language. And I knew these were not humans. These were angels. And they were talking. I can understand to some degree what Paul said. He heard things he couldn't utter. I couldn't remember or think even how. I just know that what they were saying, I didn't understand. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I'm going to teach you this language. What is he saying? Like Isaiah. Isaiah was caught up. David was caught up into that realm, and he understood, he heard what they were saying, and he knew the counsels. You and I, we will be caught up into those realms, and we will hear, and many will see, and we will be made to understand. Isaiah, also, this is Isaiah speaking, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Here he is, caught up into the council. Remember, he started that chapter by saying, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. and his train filled the temple. In other words, he was caught up to see this, but he heard what the Lord said. Whom shall we send? There's a council. He's not talking to Isaiah. He's talking to someone else. Whom shall we send, and who will go for us? And Isaiah's listening. And when the seraphim came and took the coal, the hot coal, because Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. He saw that glory and said, I can't go. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among them, people of unclean lips. But a seraphim took a coal off the altar and flew and dropped it on his lips and sanctified his mouth. And then the Lord said, again, who shall go for us? Whom shall we send? And Isaiah had been cleansed. And he said, send me, Lord. I'll go. But you see what was happening? He was caught up into a council. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, people are going to be caught up hearing conversation, counsel, privy to hearing God talk. What is God's strategy? See, Abraham knew God in such a way that he could negotiate. Get out of that thuses and thous. Thou art. You know, all that religious jargon and stuff. I dare you to start talking to God about real matters. Asking him hard questions. Asking him for hard things. See, Elisha asked Elijah for a hard thing. So he said, if you see me when I'm taken out. And you know what? In the midst of that tornado, he covered his eyes, but he saw enough. All that sand whirling around in his face, he saw enough to see Elijah taken away, and the mantle dropped. Tell somebody, I got 20/20 vision now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on. I say, I got 20/20 vision now. I'm going to see clearly. I'm going to see beyond sight. Amen. You're going to see beyond where you are into your future. Amen. I said, into your future. And it's coming at you at a rapid pace. He's going to tell somebody, he's teaching my hands to war. One of my brothers here, one Wednesday night, he came up, I believe it was after a service, and he just, you know, I know that God, people see things. I know there's times I see things in services. We see things of God. He gives you a glimpse in things, but he saw me with a pair of combat boots on. And I knew exactly what he was talking about, because I know how God had been ministering to my heart about warfare, apostolic warriors. And it's time. See, we're taking this fight to a new level. Now don't get scared because I said fight. Because see, you got to understand what the fight is. It ain't throwing blows and, you know, the devil hitting you and beating you down and you trying to beat him down. No, that's not the fight at all. I mean, the battle's already won. Amen. I got to help somebody here tonight. Because see, people get scared when you talk about fighting. No, I don't want to fight. I don't like to fight. Well, saints, tell somebody, the church cannot lack the will to fight. Say, the church must be zealous, aggressive, and militant. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.